We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. Yes, I am joining all of you from my post here in the Bermuda Triangle, Puerto Rico. Soon I will be back in Western North Carolina. We have Sam the Animal Still producing the show. And also we have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop in the studio. And, you know, Shelley, first off, you have been giving out some autographed photos of yourself to fans because they were coming and demanding them anyway. So you made a supply available. And I understand that some of these pictures are so prized. They're even going to be on public display at businesses around Asheville. Is that right?
That is what I've been told, yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to give us any more details on that or...
We had a listener come into the shop the other day who had heard that I worked for the coin shop, and the coin shop was basically right down the road from where he worked as a manager, and he was out delivering promotional pizzas and wanted to stop by and say hello, and we just struck up a good conversation, and yeah, it was really nice. It was very nice. So he brought me pizza, and I gave him a picture.
So when you sign these pictures, do you also, like, put some really thick lipstick and kiss it and all that kind of stuff as well?
No. Or, I hadn't thought about that, no.
Now it's going to happen. All right, well, Shelley, let's get down to brass tacks here.
All right.
It seems to me that this is one of the best times ever to buy gold and silver. The prices are very much suited to the buyer's market. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Mm-hmm. Because people, and I have seen this myself so many times, people, they wait until the pendulum swings way up and the price of gold and silver is very expensive, and then they get excited and they go and they buy all this gold and silver when it's expensive.
Right.
And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to buy it when the pendulum swings back the other way and the prices come down, and then you sell it years down the road or whatever when the price goes back up, because if you look at the price of gold and silver throughout history, it just goes up and up and up and up. So tell people right now, because we don't have to really talk to people who have already dealt with Wright's Coin Shop. They know what a great situation that it is for them. But let's talk to people who have never bought gold or silver before. They're intimidated by the idea. They're afraid if I go to Wright's Coin Shop, somebody's going to come up and try to hard sell me and pressure me, and I'm going to feel uncomfortable, and I don't have the money for this right now. Now, what would you say to them to give them a realistic idea of what this process is like?
Well, here's a realistic idea of what it's going to be like when you come into the shop. We're probably going to be laughing as we're working and talking about something that we talked about on the show. We're going to be talking about aliens. We're going to be talking about ghosts. We're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff. And we will offer to help them or give them any information that they want. And it's just a very laid-back atmosphere. We're happy to help. We don't want to hard sell and make you feel uncomfortable. and we do not work on commission. So if you ask us a question about what we would recommend, we'll tell you, hey, this is what we buy when we buy gold and silver. This is what we put our money into, and this is why we put it into something. So it's not so much that you have some money and you buy something, but you kind of want to do it, you know, knowing what to expect at the back end. Okay, later on when I want to go sell it, how much am I going to get for this compared to this? And, you know, so we kind of explain things a little bit easier. A lot of people, when they come in, they have, or even before they come in, they're waiting for the price to drop, and it has been dropping lower. Some people want to follow it all the way to the bottom. Well, by the time you get to the bottom, there isn't going to be anything left because everybody else has already bought up everything. So by the time you're ready, you've got your money ready, sometimes there isn't any product available. And, or you have your heart set on one thing, and again, it's not available. But this other thing that's equally as wonderful is, you know, you need to be kind of flexible and trust us, because we've done this for 43 years. We've seen it all. We know how to help you make money. We know how to help you protect your money. And I think that, you know, the last place that you really want your worthless currency is in a bank or something like that. And I wouldn't necessarily want my money in something like gold or silver mining stocks or something. Have something in your hands. You know, buy something that is tangible that you can put under your floorboards or hide somewhere and put it in your house. Don't put it in a safe deposit box, because if there's a bank holiday, you're not going to be able to get to it. And if you need something, groceries or whatever, you're not going to be able to get in the bank into that box to get your valuables.
Sure. Well, now, so as you said, you guys have a stellar reputation.
Yes.
You've been in business over 40 years. For people who are in the Asheville area, how can they find you guys?
Easy to find. We're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. I-40 exit 51, turn left at the bottom of the exit. We're 1.25 miles down the road. Really, really simple. We're on the four-lane part of the road. It's a very long road. At one end, it's a two-lane. At the other end, it's a two-lane. So if you're on the four-lane, you're very, very close to us.
So, again, folks, that's 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And you can also call Wright's Coin Shop. Even if you're not in the Asheville area, you can call them and talk to them and just see what they can do to help you, instead of calling some corporate 800 number where, you know, you're talking to somebody who is working on commission. Call Wright's at 828-298-5402. Again, write this down, 828-298-5402. You can go directly to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS. Or you can go to SpeakingOfStrange.com, and you'll find a link to Wright's as well. Either way, go ahead and do what I do and what so many other people do. And, yes, control your own money, your own valuables. Own something that has intrinsic value. Now, Shelley, knowing how much you are into gold, I know I've asked you this before, but it never hurts to confirm this again. Are you a fan of golden showers?
No.
Well, is that okay, because they're not holding their value? Or?
Yeah. What's your problem with golden showers, Shelley?
I don't like my showers golden.
Silver? Silver showers?
Yeah, what's a silver? Is that where you just drink water for a few days, Sam, and it's a silver
shower? I have to look that up. I'm sure. Let me see if there is one. Hold on. Continue. I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, while you're hard at work there producing that. hey, listen to, speaking of golden showers, there is a story that came in from Scotland, and it says here that a man, and now let me just pause for a moment. If you've ever been to Europe, then you probably realize that usually restrooms there are much, much smaller than they are in the United States. And if you're a big guy, you know, like I'm 6'2", Sam is 6'6". If you're a tall person especially, it can be downright ridiculous sometimes to go into these little cramped spaces and then try to feel comfortable. It's, to me, that's one of the, my least favorite things about Europe. So bearing that in mind, in Scotland, a guy was at a what they're calling an upscale burger joint, okay, and it had one of these tiny cramped bathrooms. So he was on a date, apparently. The guy needs to go to the urinal. He goes into the bathroom. He closes the door. As he is urinating, and he must have needed to urinate pretty badly, the hand-drying machine, which is a particularly powerful one, just fired off on its own. It was like a ghost pushed the button on this machine, and it just blasts this huge jet of air out into this small space. And within seconds, this man's urine, as well as whatever urine may have been around in the room, because we know people don't properly flush and that kind of thing, all of it just goes airborne. And this guy got a complete head-to-toe golden shower.
I guess technically that would be. I mean, it's not the way we would typically think.
Yeah. Not typically, no. this 38-year-old man walks out of the bathroom, and they say, maybe they're going too far, I don't know, but this news story says soaked from head to toe. And it says there's no explanation for how this dryer turned on by itself, but this is the most severe case of splashback that anybody has ever seen.
Invisible
and
man.
So, actually, if it were the invisible man in the bathroom, you would see him because there would be a dripping liquid partial form rolling off of his invisible form. You know,
needless
I don't.
To say, the date probably did not end well.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those stories. It almost seems like that's something that should happen. I don't want to create this tulpa. That seems like something that would happen to you or me, though, doesn't it, Sam? Just really bad luck.
Maybe to you. and I would probably say karma, but luck happens to people, to good people, and karma. Maybe he was a bad guy.
Maybe he was.
Oh, just to say, I did the research, did the work over here.
Okay.
You are correct. In being very genteel in my wording, the first definition, yes, drinking a lot of water, the silver shower. The second definition, doing a handstand and giving yourself a shower. Also known as the silver shower. Third definition, shooting your friend in the face with buckshot on a hunting trip. Like, so there's a couple different ones.
All right, yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a related story from Arizona, and then a story from Pennsylvania about what a man decided to use as his weapon when he robbed a bank. This is the Dark 30 Hour when we talk about some of the more outrageous stuff. If you want to hear more of it, stick around. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Starts, sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
A dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Changing, stranger.
the Dark 30 hour here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the show when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial stories. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. You have been warned. That's why we save these stories for late at night. We call this show the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his dark depravity. And this is the hour when we get into the pit part. So, yeah, you might not want to listen, but if you do, hey, these are stories. We're not making them up. We're just here to do our duty and pass them along. Tonight's program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. Again, that is 828-298-5402. There's also a link at Speaking of Strange. Remember, you can go there as well to learn about my big wishing machine workshop. That's actually a wishing machine extravaganza that includes a workshop, ghost tour, cocktail party, all kinds of cool stuff on July the 19th. But you have to get your tickets now in advance online. Details again at speakingofstrange.com. Before our last break here, we were talking about, well, golden and silver showers. Here is a story that has somewhat of a connection, one might think. In Arizona, cops are hunting for a man who was videotaped urinating through the mail slot of an upscale Scottsdale furniture store. And, you know, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona earlier this year. Very nice area. I can see why there would have been an upscale furniture store there. But it never occurred to me to take a whiz through the mail slot. It says the surveillance camera recorded the suspect relieving himself in the morning. As seen in the security video, the suspect, with his unleashed dog in tow, quote, stops, unzips the front of his shorts, and urinates in through the mail slot. That's according to cops. It says the urine soiled a rug and mail, of course, at the upscale store. The incident lasted for almost a full minute. Now, I haven't spent a lot of time with a stopwatch at the urinal, but that seems like a pretty good amount of liquid he was needing to get rid of there. It's like maybe he'd saved up for it. Police described the urinator as a muscular white male, mid-20s, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, with medium-length groomed hair, no visible tattoos, wearing a white with gray striped tank top, turquoise shorts with white slip-on loafers, and a small dog.
The urinator sounds like the worst superhero ever.
So this, you know, we've all been in those situations as men, especially, where you need to pee and there's just not a good place to do it. So you might slip off into an alleyway or behind a bush or something. I mean, you know, you hate to admit it, but it happens. But you don't just target a mail slot on a shop like that. So, yeah, that seems like somebody who has an axe to grind to me. Let's go now to Pennsylvania. It says a Pennsylvania man decided to rob a bank. Let's see here. It says that he walked in to Robinson Township, Pennsylvania, into the bank there, and he stated he had a bomb. He showed the teller wires hanging out from his shirt and demanded cash. Police say the teller gave the man an undisclosed amount of cash, but called 911 after he fled. The man was arrested later when they spotted his Toyota sedan. So it turns out they found the bomb. It says the bomb was made out of black tape, a cell phone, and a vibrator. Police say the man confessed to the robbery and claimed he never had a real bomb, just a broken dildo. Nevertheless, a bomb squad was called to the scene, and robots removed the items from his car. A briefcase was found in the trunk, but no explosives were found, and he claimed that he had just lost all of his money in the stock market, and that he just went from rich to rags in a day, and he was desperate. He was charged with all kinds of things, of course, even though it was a sex toy bomb. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a facsimile weapon of mass destruction. That's not cool either. You know, Sam, I was watching, I think it was like American Greed or one of these shows like that where they're exposing white-collar crime. Mm-hmm. And they gave a statistic that essentially the average bank robber these days makes off with something like $7,000.
Doesn't really seem worth it, does it?
Ugh. Isn't that crazy to throw your life away over that?
I say that all the time. If you're going to rob something, don't rob a bank. It's a federal offense, and they have no money.
Federal, and, like, unless you happen to be named Whitey Bulger, like, who, you know, he didn't do banks. He did armored cars that have a lot more money in them. And they,
yeah,
he planned those out very, very good. And then, like, there was a reason that he was really good at that. You know, like, and have you ever seen the documentary on, like, Whitey Bulger and, like, the gang, his gang,
yeah,
doing the armored cars? How many armored car robbers came out of that tiny little section of, like, Dorchester or whatever subsect of Boston that it is, like, South Boston? So many,
yeah,
bank robbers out of this one neighborhood. It's crazy. It was like they're in, like their fathers passed down to the sons. To the it was wild.
Well, you know how sometimes, you know, you watch these movies or you see these TV stories where criminals do dumb things and you're thinking, man, this guy's an idiot. If I did that crime, you know, here's how I would do it. And you always hate to think that way. But, you know, that's the thing. When you're like me, I'm a writer. I'm coming up with plots. And so sometimes I think of things that I'm like, maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio, but
I can write it.
But I've thought, okay, instead of robbing banks, wouldn't it be so much safer to rob people who come out of the bank?
I think that might still be considered a federal offense.
Oh yeah, it's bad, but I'm just saying in terms of risk.
No, I don't think so because A, then you would not get as many. Like, what, you're gonna rob each one and then like go back and do it again? You'd probably get two tops. And what if they're making deposits?
Well, then you don't get anything.
You'd have to really, you know, you'd have to be able to judge.
If you want to go down this road, the real money is to be made on stolen information bought on the dark web. That
right.
is, like, the return on your investment is so much better than any other crime you could do or whatever. It's like spend $5,000 to get an entire list of credit card numbers that you could get a machine that hotels use to put key cards. And before anybody knows it, it's ridiculous.
See, I believe
I'm not
this.
Advocating this or anything, but
oh,
it's
no,
like,
no.
That's where the money's at.
All right, well, moving on, here's a story that we can all get excited about. Well, I think so. Maybe even Shelley. This is one of those things when you know you're living in the future. And by the way, there was a story I didn't get to earlier about hoverboard. The real hoverboard has finally been invented.
Whoa, we didn't get to this? You leave this
yeah,
out?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? It's called the Hendo board. H-E-N-D-O, it hovers like 1 inch over the ground. Ingenious how they've created it. They put two engines on the bottom that induce a field in the surface of the ground below that opposes the field of the board. And so literally it's just like Back to the Future, except it only hovers an inch off the ground, and you can't hover over something that's magnetic. But, you know, what would you be hovering over that's magnetic? Anyway, very cool. I've seen the video of this. If you haven't, go to Google and look up Hendo board, H-E-N-D-O, Hendo hoverboard. Really cool. Well, here's another sign that we're living in the future. It's about the first porn shot in space. It's going to happen. And when we come back from this break, I will give you all the details about the first pornographic film that is going to be shot in outer space. That's right. Welcome to the 21st century, friends. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value my lord. To me, blood is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, me sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mumbo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound. Put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Yeah, tomorrow summer begins. Wow. People are going to be partying, dancing. It's going to be crazy. It's that time of year when everybody just gets too messed up and goes out and has too much fun and pays for it. Sam, are you a dancing man?
Not at all. I abhor it.
Okay.
I'm really tall. I stick out. I don't really have the moves, so to speak, you know. And I don't like, you know, I never notice that I'm tall until, like, I run into another tall guy. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that guy. Oh, I'm taller. It's like Brad Doherty's taller than me. You know?
Well, you know, the thing is, you know the key to being able to dance?
What's that, Josh?
It is overcoming your lack of self-confidence.
It's not that. It's my lack of dance moves.
No, no. That doesn't matter. It's lack of self-confidence and self-esteem that holds people back. If you can just break through that mold, whatever you do is fine.
Well, I'll name it and ask my wishing machine.
And what would you call it?
Steve.
Wait a minute. I thought that was something else.
Oh, that's right. Shelly wrote it down.
She's casting out that demon.
Oh, not yet. Later on.
Hey, welcome back to Speaking of Strange. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Tonight's show is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, the number to Wright's, 828-298-5402. Now, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous stuff, not suitable for kids, not for the easily offended, more sordid and seedy stuff. That's why it's late at night, so, you know. Don't listen if it's not appropriate for you. Also, remember, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find links to all kinds of interesting stuff. The Sunshine Simple Solar Generator, the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, and man, is this the perfect time to take a Haunted Asheville Ghost Tour. We even have ghost hunts that you can do right now that include the option to rent a pair of third-generation night vision goggles during your ghost hunt. How cool is that?
Just crazy talk.
Third gen, the real stuff.
Not okay? That crap Chinese second gen.
That's right. This is all American made. Speakingofstrange.com has it all for you, so go check it out. Click around there.
You know, but yes, you know what speakingofstrange.com doesn't have? A picture of me anywhere on it.
Well, you were on there when we did the whole show about you.
Momentarily.
But yes, send us a picture of you, Sam. We'll get it on there. We'll get a picture of you and Shelly on the website.
We're going to the mall tomorrow to Glamour Shop.
Yes, we are.
It'll be a tiny little Easter egg somewhere that you have to search for days and days.
We'll go to one of those little booths.
Keyword stud.
Yeah, did you look up the hoverboard during the break?
No, I was working.
Oh, okay.
Right. What was it called again? It was a...
It's called the Hendo hoverboard, H-E-N-D-O. And yeah, apparently, you know, this is the real deal. I mean, it's you can stand on it, and it hovers an inch over the ground.
I would so fall off of that thing.
Yeah.
Now, I have the prop replica at home that I ordered I ordered a year ahead of time before it came out, designed by Robert Zemeckis, but the final prop replica was not exactly what he wanted, but it's still pretty cool. It makes noises, and it's on a stand, so it looks like it's hovering and everything. It goes, it's pretty neat.
As cool as you pretend to be, Sam.
I'm a huge Back to the Future. Huge Back to the Future geek. Huge.
Okay. Well, here is another indication that we are living in the future. This is one of those things that you can earmark. It doesn't matter if you're into porn or not. You have to watch this. Pornhub crowdfunds first porn shot in space. Basically, and of course, this story has a lot of puns in it, of course, which even are going a little too far for the Dark 30 hour. But Pornhub is going to shoot a porno 68 miles above the Earth's surface on a shuttle service like Virgin Galactic. Isn't that ironic? They have what they're calling a sexploration campaign. Basically, it's one of they're crowdfunding it. They need $3.4 million, so I guess it's not certain, but I think it will happen. If the funding is reached, then they're going to shoot this thing and release it next year in 2016. They say, quote, if all goes well, the schedule will include an entire 6 months of training for space travel for our crew and performers before we're comfortable launching them into space. We need to know all participants are sufficiently prepared for the rigors of space-age coital activity. End quote. It's going to be called the Sexploration. It stars Eva Lovia, E-V-A-L-O-V-I-A, and Johnny Sins. Now, I'd never heard of Eva Lovia, so I immediately went and looked up some of her videos
for research.
Of course.
Well, yeah. And of course, now, keep in mind, I'm a fan of movies like, you know, The Right Stuff. And it's cool to me to think of, like, all the things they go through to find, like, the best of the best men, you know, the cream of the crop, you know, to go up. And I was curious, like, wow, how out of all the women out there who would love to be the first one to do it in space in a porno, like, why her? You know, what is it about this woman? What is she going to look like? You know, and not only that, what is she going to perform like? So, let me just say I wasn't displeased. Okay?
So let me just ask, you know, like when you said that it's like a Virgin Galactic type thing, is this like a near space, like we're outside of our atmosphere, or is this like a real space? Like, not saying that near space is not, but like... a shuttle-type mission, or like we're in a plane that can go really high and we're outside of Earth's atmosphere?
No, this is a shuttle. This is a shuttle,
okay,
yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah, this is going to be legitimate outer space, you know. Apparently, 68 miles above Earth is outer space. It's not like on one of those vomit comets or whatever where they take you up and drop you for 3 minutes, you know, like they used to shoot Apollo 13. No, this is real outer space. They're going to be in orbit doing this. So they say Lovia, the woman there who is 26, is very excited. She says, quote, the bragging rights alone are well worth it. And says, we don't know if any astronauts have had sex in space, so we would be the first to publicly admit it, end quote. They say that, you know, it has been rumored that at least a couple of people, astronauts, may have done it in space, but again, that's not official. But here's the thing. They say sex is very difficult in zero gravity because you have no traction and you keep bumping against the walls. No friction, no resistance. And so they're, you know, really having to figure out how to work with this. But, you know, Sam, in our off-air discussions about this, we were saying, you know, these astronauts, they're always hooking their body parts up to vacuums and whatnot. Yeah. In order to just use the bathroom. Who knows what all that entails? But the deeper question that came from that is when they, let's say an astronaut takes a crap in space and Hal, 3000 or whatever, sucks the waste into an area, did they carry that around with them or just dump that into space? Because it would seem to me it'd be logical to dump that into space. So does that mean there are thousands of bags of crap floating around in space
right
now?
Well, I just read an article about this not too long ago about, about astronauts going up and getting their Earth legs back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot remember. I want to say, I know there was a specific system and a bagging system of how to get it. They're not putting it in their suitcase, you know.
Yeah.
Not that they have a suitcase. But I would have to imagine that it gets, like, potato gunned out into the furthest regions.
Seems like when I was watching Apollo 13, you know, before everything started going wrong, it seemed like, yeah, they ejected everything out.
Tom Hanks as Jim Lovell was not posing this question in Apollo 13.
So that's more proof that NASA's airbrushing stuff, because you've never seen an astronaut doing the spacewalk and get hit in the face by a turd, right?
Well, it's a lot of space out there. It's a small turd, so...
I mean, it's one small turd, one giant dump for mankind. I'm sure that line has been used somewhere. one small turd for man. Okay, one more story before we go to our break, and then the final stories that I have saved for you tonight. And yes, they're twisted. It's one of those things. I'm not sure how I'm going to read this stuff, but. Even this one's pretty bad. Again, warning everybody, this is Dark 30. Tune out if you're easily offended or there are kids around. In Connecticut, a policeman was attacked by a nude woman who hit him in the eye with a bloody tampon. She was engaged in some inappropriate activity, and when he broke it up, she was screaming that she was almost there, and she was so mad that she was so close that she... threw that in his eye. And we wonder why cops are so ticked off all the time.
Bloody awful.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, yes, the last three stories of the night on tonight's Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Ladies, get your dance groove on tonight, because tomorrow summer begins, and we know what that means, don't we, Sam? It means all the ladies are going to be out there scantily clad, putting on their best in order to get out and move and shake and wiggle and enjoy.
Ladies, just reminding you, it's my birthday tomorrow, too.
It's more than coincidence, isn't it, Sam?
If you want to be scantily clad, I'll help.
That's right. So how do ladies get in touch with you if they want to do something special for you tomorrow for your birthday?
Well, they'll just call Joshua P. Warren at area code. No, they'll just have to hit me up online, I suppose. Find me on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay. And well,
wasn't there another special way?
Tell us how to find you on Facebook or Twitter, Sam.
I believe on Facebook I'm just either Sam underscore Steele or Sammy Ramone 76. And at Twitter, Sam underscore Steele. Or read the writing on the wall at the Stuckey's in Old Fort.
And if anybody listening wants to get in touch with Sam, you can email me, contact@joshuapwarren.com.
He will respond.
If I get the message in time, I will forward it on to Sam directly, but just include a picture, right, Sam?
That
makes things so much easier.
It's easier, yes.
contact@joshuapwarren.com.
Final story of the evening.
Final three stories. Here we go. Dark 30 hour on Speaking of Strange tonight, my friends. So keep that in mind. This is stuff that's not for the kids, not for the easily offended. That's your warning. Tune out over the next 5 minutes if you don't want to hear that kind of stuff. That's why we save it for late at night. We start with Texas. Headline, Texas man. Of course it's a Texas man. Breaks leg while trying to have sex with horse. It was a Texas man's third arrest for having sex with a horse, and this time he paid for it in pain. A 45-year-old man was arraigned after an incident in which he allegedly broke his leg. Okay, so basically they say it was his third arrest related to this kind of thing since 2012. The barn owner called deputies about 7 a.m. to report an injured man in the barn, and when they got there, he said that, he'd been struck by a car on the roadway and crawled all the way to the barn for shelter, but they don't think that's what happened. They say that he was there with that horse, and he got injured when the horse kicked him. So, he was taken to the hospital and treated, and now he's in even more trouble.
These are the perils.
Yeah, so don't do that, kids. That's not, it's not good for you. Next story comes to us from Geneva, Alabama. A 39-year-old man, a married man, was having problems because his wife suspected that he was having an affair with another woman. And so she thought when she was at work, he was bringing a woman in. I don't know exactly what led her to believe that, but she hid a recording device, I guess that means a video camera, in the home to see what he was up to while she was gone. And she came back and she played it and was absolutely shocked to find that he was having an affair. He was having an affair with the family dog. It was his wife's little Shih Tzu. And, the little Shih Tzu named Buster.
This makes it that much funnier. It's not that funny, but Buster.
Says he was mad at his wife because she paid more attention to the dog than him. So he decided to do it with the dog since she was ignoring him.
He showed Buster.
He showed a lot of people. And then finally, our last story of the night comes to us from Bradenton, Florida, of course. Texas, Alabama, Florida, of course. A woman there facing criminal charges because she has been engaging in activity with her pit bull and selling photographs of it for $5 each. They say that she has shared it with a lot of people, including minors. She has a dog there who has been trained to perform various acts on her. Huh. And when they confronted her about this, she said, well, come on, everybody does this.
Come on.
This is normal. This is normal. And then they said, no, it's not. It's not normal to do this. So she's in a lot of trouble now, and I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new show. You are commanded!